going, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 6:01 on a Tuesday night as we are broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock. A four-hour run for us this evening here on this Tuesday night as we continue the conversation with your Philadelphia Eagles, talking about the Birds, figuring out where do we go from here. Well, we know we go to week number two. So at the end of the day, with all of the conversation that we are having about the football team, not the Washington football team, your Philadelphia football team, the Eagles, we know at the end of the day, look, it was a loss, and it was a really bad loss. And there are things that we are going to hold on to until we get to Sunday when they kick off at 1 o'clock here in Philadelphia at the Link. And we are going to continue to do that. And why wouldn't we, right? We're fans. We all want to see them do well. And when you don't, we get after you. And we point it all out. We discuss every angle of the entire thing. And we have that conversation about this football team. They were not good. Simply not good enough to win that football game. They did not deserve to win that football game. And they clearly did not. So what do we do now? Well, we talk about this football team in general. And we speak about everything with this squad overall, because it has been so much on Carson Wentz, Doug Peterson, the offensive line, many others, the defensive side. Yes, they were good, but could they have done a little bit more to help out? Where was DeSean Jackson, the rookies? Should you have been going to those young players so early in their careers, right? All of that stuff. All that stuff. Was that the time for them to be in that spot? All of that, right? We talk about all of those things. And at the end of the day, it circles back around to Carson Wentz. It circles back around to Doug Peterson and the impact that they had in the game, in the loss that we are all upset about. We are all reeling from in game number one, where you should not have lost to the Washington football team. But they did. And we are here to discuss it. And some news has just broken with the NBA all-rookie teams. And we'll get to that. Some Philadelphia fans may not be happy about what we'll tell you. But that being said, we're going to start off with some Birds, of course, at 8:05, our second day. We are going to give away an opportunity to win some money and for you to dive into our Fanatic football pool. That will be at 8:05. So listen out for that. We have to jump in a little bit also on some news around the league. An insider, if you will, from another city has put out some news about a potential target for the Birds via trade. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. And we have our side topic that we'll give you in just a little bit. But we're going to talk about the Birds for sure. We'll get into all of these other things as well as we go along in the program this evening. So, and Lane Johnson made some news with D Gunn, as you heard Nat talking about it during Mike's show. So, let's look at kind of just piggybacking off of what they talked about during the afternoon show, Mike, Ty, and Nat. And we had a similar, very similar, similar thought process to our show tonight. Tyler Zuli producing with us here tonight until 10 o'clock, where we wanted to talk about your level of faith in Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz, and where you were, where you stood on these two central figures with this football team. Because in 2017, let's go back to 2016, right? Both first year guys on their jobs, head coach for Doug Peterson, quarterback for Carson Wentz. As we know, 7-9 year. Not much was put on Carson Wentz for a 7-9 year, coming back with the fractured ribs that he had during the preseason. But getting ready in time to start week number one would surprise many of us, Chase Daniel included, where he was ticked off and he was unhappy with the situation because he thought he would be starting with Sam Bradford being moved on from. Carson Wentz takes over, 7-9 season. Doug Peterson again, first year, 7-9 season. Many people did not like the hiring in the first place. It was one that really jumped out at us. I remember doing a show with Adam Kaplan, now of Inside the Birds, with Jeff Mosher, who you can hear Mondays from 6 to 8 here on The Fanatic. Adam and I sat here at the end of the year, and we talked about the candidates that will take over for Chip Kelly. And the one name that he brought up that was like eighth on his list was Doug Peterson. And I said, Adam, how can that be? He hasn't coached in the NFL. He's only been an offensive coordinator in title only because we know what Doug with what Andy Reid does. He coached in high school. How could that be that he is going to be a head coach? So surprising, but not so much because Adam had kind of tipped me off with it. Then we talked about it on the air. All right, 7-9 to start off the career for both of them together, walking in here to Philadelphia in their new roles. Some people wanted to move on from Doug Peterson. I was not. Let's see what he does in year number two. Let's see how he bounces back. Carson Wentz, people didn't have problems with because he was a rookie. It was a bad football team, so it's fine. It's not a big deal. Let's see how he bounces back and he grows and progresses. And on the job, let's see how good he actually is with the number two overall pick. They moved up from 13 to 2, and they drafted him. And here we are right now. They won a Super Bowl, 2017 MVP candidate before he went down with the torn ACL. And I say that because in 2017, with his fantastic run all year long, 13-3 record, he was 11-2 when they went down. Doug Peterson seemed like he pressed all the right buttons, even though at times we would question some of the calls that he would make, like game number two against the New York Giants. It's like 4th and 8. He's going for it at midfield. What is this? What is going on? Doug Peterson, what are you doing? We don't do this. You punt, right? It's the Giants. You're at home. They're a good football team. You punt. You don't give them a short field. Well, he decides to do it that way. They ultimately won the game. Bad calls, I believe, at the end where it should have been a pass interference on the Eagles, Odell Beckham in the back end of the end zone. They didn't call it. And Jake Elliott makes a 61-yard field goal. Everyone's happy. They go on a run in, what was that, week 3 after losing to Kansas City in week number 2. They go on a run, and they beat Carolina on a Thursday night. We remember everything about that. Denver smashing them, putting 50-plus on them here in Philadelphia. All of that stuff we remember all the way up to Carson Wentz getting hurt, going into win the Super Bowl with the playoff run that they had. Him being hurt, but we're not worried about it. He's going to be fine. They win the Super Bowl. Doug Peterson is untouchable. Yes, a little bit of questions about him having a book deal right before the season starts, and he's parading around promoting his book as he focuses on the football season that's upcoming. All of that stuff. But at the end of the day, we had faith in them, right? Remember when people would talk about, hey, if you get me one Super Bowl, I'll leave them alone. I'll accept 9 or 10 losing seasons just to get the Super Bowl. Now, in all honesty, no one really means it when they say it. You just say it because you want that Super Bowl so badly that you will give up and sacrifice anything in order to win. Well, they did. And when they did, we had the utmost confidence in the both of them, including Howie Roseman, but in those two in particular, two very important figures with this football team, with this organization, in order for them to continue with their success going forward. So much so where Doug Peterson said, this is the new norm. The new norm means winning the division, because that's a given. Getting to the playoffs with the top seed, second seed at worst, home field advantage, long playoff runs, and championships at the end of the day. Now, while they have been in playoffs the last two seasons, and they've given us things to cheer about, given us things to feel good about with this football team overall, they have not given us those deep playoff runs with the belief, at least at the end of the year, that they were going to go into the NFC Championship game and then ultimately the Super Bowl. I'll admit, the last 2 years, the year following, I thought they would get back to the NFC Championship game. Last season, as they approached the playoffs, I did not believe that because they were just kind of limping in and they had to win the way that they did. They did not have enough weapons. But when Alshon Jeffrey dropped that ball in New Orleans, that year I thought they were going to go back, at least to the NFC Championship game. I believed in Doug Peterson. I believed that when Carson Wentz was coming back from that injury and Nick Foles started the season off and it was time to insert him back into the starting lineup sooner rather than later because he felt he was ready to go. He was healthy enough coming off the ACL rehab. He was good enough to get out there and play. Put him out there and let him go. Who am I to tell him he's not ready to play in an NFL game? And I believed him. And he struggled. And he was hurt again. And then last season, he struggled. And then he was hurt again. And yet I continued to defend and say, I believe in Carson Wentz. When we do our quarterback rankings, or when we see some publications do their quarterback rankings, and he is behind Dak Prescott, or behind Deshaun Watson, or behind some others, Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, and we say, what is going on? Where's the respect for Carson Wentz? Well, look, at this point, I am actually starting to question the both of them and how good they really are. Was it real, what we saw in 2017? Did they really do that where we were well within our right to believe them when they said that they would get back yet again? Are we overreacting to what we have seen? Specifically this past weekend, but what we've seen the last two seasons after winning the Super Bowl in the 2017 season, 2018 Super Bowl on the calendar. Because I listen to so many people and they're saying how terrible he is. He's played terribly. Doug Peterson doesn't know what he's doing anymore. It was very, very early when people started to say, hey, I think they may have lost their offense when Frank Reich and John DeFilippo left Doug Peterson. He wasn't the one. They were the ones that were able to really tap into Carson Wentz and bring out the best in him. Then the story comes out in the Philly Voice telling us all these different things that didn't seem believable about Carson Wentz. How dare Joe Santoliquito write a story like that? Where does he come off writing a story like that? We don't believe any of those things in there. And then we start to hear some other things. And Carson comes out and says he has to be a better teammate and on and on and on. Now we're getting the story from Jeff McClain where he wasn't vibing last year with Groh as the offensive coordinator. And Carson Wentz and Howie Roseman maybe see things the same way where Doug Peterson does not. What is going on with this football team, specifically these two? These two meaning Carson Wentz and Howie Roseman. I used to have the utmost faith in these two. I used to sit here on this radio station, in this seat, and defend the both of them, specifically Carson Wentz, with the jobs that they have done and what I think they will continue to do to have success here in Philadelphia and take us back to that Super Bowl, take us back to at least the NFC Championship game and give themselves a chance where Doug Peterson tells us that this is the new norm and this is something that we are going to get used to for the long term, the way we used to see it when Donovan McNabb, Brian Westbrook, Andy Reid, Brian Dawkins, Trey Thomas, John Runyon, that team, Ike Reese, would do all of those things that they did back then. We're going to see it again with this collection of players led by Doug Peterson, Howie Roseman. This thing is going to be going on for a while. Well, what's been going on now is we're starting to see some cracks. We're starting to see some cracks in whatever is going on with the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, it is only week number one, but it is not just week number one. They had to make the comeback that they did a season ago at the end where Carson Wentz was tremendous, winning those four games at the end, winning the division. They needed help, but sometimes you need help in professional sports. They got it, they capitalized, and they got to the postseason. We know what happens. He got hurt, they lost. Here we are again today. We know what happened before when they lost and Alshon Jeffrey dropped that pass in New Orleans. Before all of that happened, remember, the stuff started to leak out about what's going on. Why does he only have eyes for Zach Ertz? Why are the wide receivers not getting the football? All of these things. And again, the story in Philly Voice that depicted him as Carson Wentz as a bad teammate, as someone who does not get along with his teammates because he has maybe reached the pinnacle too soon and doesn't know how to be a good teammate for the Philadelphia Eagles. maybe him being the big man on campus, coming from where he came from, and, you know, that being such a small state, that being such a small school, he was the man. He could do no wrong. And when he gets here, he's like, what's going on here? I'm Carson Wentz. What are you guys talking about? I'll be fine. I'm Carson Wentz. We've seen too many things now where I'm sitting here in the seat and I don't simply sit there any longer and say, guys, you are wrong. That guy's fine. What are we worried about here? Carson Wentz is fine. Guys, what are we worried about here? Doug Peterson does no wrong. What are you worried about here? This whole thing is fine. I can't, even after just one game, and I know I'm not overreacting, but I'm looking at this thing logically and I'm saying something just seems off. Something just seems wrong. It's not right. Or was it just one of those seasons, magical seasons, that everything clicked for the Philadelphia Eagles? It just went right. Everything worked. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe we were all fooled. Maybe we were too blinded by that Super Bowl and how excited we were to have that trophy here in town for the first time ever with that organization, where we didn't see some of the things that we really needed to see with them. And they did a great job of masking it. Again, two postseason appearances. Your quarterback goes down. Doug Peterson still finds a way to get us a playoff run for the last 2 years. Carson Wentz being down, then doing what he did to bring this team back, getting to the playoffs last year, last season, getting hurt. We all back him and say, hey, he got speared in his back. That wasn't his fault. Something's not right with these two. Something is not right. Or am I overreacting and saying, hey, guys, Devon, it was just one game this year. They got to the playoffs last season. The offensive line was banged up. They went against a very good Washington football team. Let's settle down and relax. They can still go 15-1, 14-2, 13-3. They'll be fine. They'll win the NFC East. Didn't you see the Dallas Cowboys lose to the Los Angeles Rams on Sunday night? Maybe you're right. Or maybe I'm right that something just seems off with those two and this football team. We talk about, are they rebuilding? Are they putting this team together to win right now? We'll get to the news that came out a little bit earlier about a possible trade destination for another player out there in the NFL to come here to Philadelphia. Do they have enough money to do stuff? Why didn't they go get DeAndre Hopkins or Stephon Diggs? Why not Yannick Ngakoue? What about Clowney or Griffin to come in here and help on the defensive side of the football? Why not? What's going on? Something's not right with them. Something is not right. Could it be that this is just the preseason because of the coronavirus and COVID, the COVID NFL right now, and they'll be fine once we get to the month of October? Something just doesn't seem right. So we're going to continue with basically what Mike and Ty and Nat were getting in on, which was, have you lost faith? Since 2017, the Super Bowl, the feeling that we all had, getting ready for the 2018 regular season, feeling good still about this football team, about this organization going forward, critical of the drafts, yes, critical of other things, but even then, we would still say, nah, when they get the season underway, they're going to be fine. Something just doesn't seem right. Am I wrong? Am I right? Where do you guys stand on all of this? Since 2017, have you started to lose faith in Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson with their jobs with the Philadelphia Eagles? 610-632-0975. Because in game, oftentimes, like this past weekend, I still say, oh, they'll come back. Doug, Carson, they'll figure this out. No big deal. And it's just the Washington football team. and they let me down again. They did not figure out a way to come back. They look like they've never done it before. They look like a bad football team out there. And this might be something that continues. This might be something that turns around and they win again. And we're sitting here just, you know, no big deal. It's not a problem, Devon. No big deal, right? So, you know, it might be nothing, could be something. But I want to know from you guys as we start things off. And Todd, we'll start with you. 610-632-0975. Since 2017, winning the Super Bowl, the 2018 Super Bowl, have you started to lose faith and trust in Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock here on this Tuesday night. 97.5 The Fanatic. We'll have our Fanatic pool, Fanatic football pool opportunity for you at 8:05 for another winner. We had a winner last night. And we look to give out some more money this evening and qualify you for an opportunity in the football pool to win all the prizes. We will give our side topic also when we come back from the break. Some other things that we'll toss around as the show goes along. There's plenty to discuss with the Philadelphia Eagles and much, much more. 610-632-0975. Todd, hang on. We'll get to you when we get back to give you all your time. Everybody else, 610-632-0975. Since 2017, have you started to lose faith and trust in Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson as the leaders of this football team? Devon Givens with you until 10, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 10. 610-632-0975. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. Again, 610-632-0975. And before we get to Todd to start things off here, as we ask the question about Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz, since 2017, after the Super Bowl, the MVP year, that of course was not because he was injured. They did not award him with that distinction at the end of the season with the Tom Brady. We had faith. We believed. We trusted. Do you still have faith, believe, and trust in Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz? And if not, how much of that has gone away for you as a Philadelphia Eagle fan? 610-632-0975. And our side topic for the evening, as we like to have fun here on these shows, especially when we light things up, when we get serious conversations about the Birds and they tick us off for losing to that football team on Sunday, 27 points unanswered, looking like a rookie quarterback instead of a fifth-year quarterback, and a veteran head coach with the Super Bowl ring does not know how to adjust and make things easier for his team overall. They look terrible, so we need to have some fun. So I was looking at something yesterday. We couldn't get into it because we had the abbreviated show after the Inside the Bird show with Jeff Mosher and Adam Kaplan. One of the all-time best sitcoms out there, right, comes from Philadelphia. Yes, they were in Bel Air, but they were West Philadelphia born and raised. Will Smith, DJ Jazzy Jeff, we know it. We loved it. You love the fact that someone from the city was doing big things and they have gone on to have great careers with what they do. And those two, as it has been reported and we've talked about it, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I think that's coming back. They're going to do something different with it, but it is coming back. So with that, I saw yesterday, I don't know how many people saw this. Did you see that Will and Jeff are renting out the Bel-Air mansion? on Airbnb because it is the 30th anniversary of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Did you guys see this? I thought it was dope. Right? When you watched it, you were like, man, it would be cool to be there with them running around. Look at that big house. They got the pool. Will ends up in the guest house. All of that stuff. It's all cool. All of those things are really, really cool. So they're renting it out. Right? You would do it, wouldn't you? You would want to stay in there. But what we wanted to ask you, let's freak it out a little bit. Yes, we would all want to stay in the mansion. What mansion wouldn't you want to stay in? But we saw that one every week for many, many seasons. We saw that mansion. We saw them grow up. We saw the things that they went through. They were loaded. Uncle Phil and Aunt Viv, the first Aunt Viv, right? With all due respect to the second Aunt Viv. We wanted to ask you, what popular TV and or movie, what popular TV and or movie hang would you love to Airbnb? Now, look, let's say it's something like, for instance, I'll start and then we'll get Tyler's and then we'll go to everybody else. And in fairness, again, Todd, Mike, Aaron, Steve, Mina, everybody on hold. We're throwing this at you on the fly. So if you can come up with something, that would be great. If not, the people who call in later on, please feel free to jump in on this. So I'll say something like this. I'm a big Martin fan, only 5 seasons. But while it was cool to hang out in the apartment and go to the DMV and go on vacation with them where they were beating up the puppy dog, whatever that thing was, I would have loved to hang out with Martin, Tommy, Cole, Pam, Gina a little bit. You know, I didn't like her. At Nipsey's. So I know that's not a mansion and you don't have to Airbnb that, but maybe you want to rent it out for the weekend and have a big party there. I loved Nipsey's. If you were a Martin fan, if you watched Martin and you saw Nipsey's, they seemed like they had the best wings ever. Right? But they always had a good time there, whether it was from Otis being there dancing and all kinds of crazy stuff, Uncle Otis. It was fantastic. Nipsey's. So, Will and Jeff are renting out the Bel-Air Mansion, Airbnb, for the 30th anniversary of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What popular TV and or movie hang would you like to stay in or visit? 610-632-0975. You've all had your favorite movies. You've all had your favorite TV shows. We saw these places every single week. Every single week. You had your favorite. You did. Tell us what it is. 610-632-0975. Which one would you Airbnb and or visit as your favorite hang? 610-632-0975. I'm going to Nipsey's. I'm hanging out with Martin and everybody, and I'm bringing all my friends and family, and we're going to do it. So let's start off on the phones in the Lehigh Valley with Todd, who's been hanging on patiently since Mike's show, and we appreciate it. Todd, you tipping things off for us tonight on the Birds. How you doing, Todd?
I'm not doing too bad.
Good, man. Good to hear that, especially after that terrible loss on Sunday.
I'd say to answer your question, I've lost faith in what the new norm is, because I don't know what the new norm is, because when they won the Super Bowl, the new norm was we're going to run this organization a certain way. That didn't extend to Howie Roseman. I believe he's a major part of the problem as much as he was a success when they won the Super Bowl. I think he kind of bought into his own hype a bit, because the thing he could do is he could control money. And right now, if I'm not mistaken, the Eagles have no money.
Right.
And also, the one thing he couldn't do is he didn't know how to draft, which has been shown since they won the Super Bowl. I mean, I guess I'd give him Dallas Goedert, you know, probably Miles Sanders, but then the rest of that draft is just bad. I mean, did I lose faith in Doug? There are games I did. I mean, a year ago, the Eagles would get down 17-0 in every game, and then they'd be coming back. And they kind of lulled me in that first quarter.
Yes.
They looked like a well-oiled machine. They looked like they might be a Super Bowl contender. And then something changed. And the thing that changed is Doug did not make those adjustments And when I listen to Sal Powell say that the number two pick in a draft,
we were going to play
Washington
that
football team, was mocking the Eagles as they went to the locker room down 10 points. That's a disgrace. And frankly, when you're up 17-0 against a mediocre quarterback and a pretty mediocre team except for the defensive line, all the Eagles would have had to do, honestly, would be to just run the football and run short passes up 17-0 and punt. Because there's no way Dwayne Haskins could do three 70- to 80-yard drives. Mm-hmm. Now, if you give him short fields, he can probably get some stuff done. But he's not good enough to go down the field, and he wasn't going down the field.
Right.
So Doug does not adjust to the game. Up 17-0 with a porous offensive line, which he knew he was going to have a bad offensive line, and it got worse during the game, he didn't make the adjustments. You just have to play with how the game's playing. Don't look to pass the ball. Don't look to go deep. Just run the ball and run the clock. And I know they didn't have Miles Sanders, but, you know, and the other thing is, the thing I can't understand, to be honest with you, is, and everybody thinks that they know how to draft. I mean, everyone who sits on their couch.
We all do. We're all armchair GMs, of course.
The thing I don't understand is, the Eagles have they have this tendency of picking guys out of the Pac-12, which is a weak conference.
Yep.
And with the exception of Zach Ertz, they're all terrible. Now, why don't they just do this? And I don't mean to oversimplify, but get the roster for Clemson, get the roster for Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, maybe Georgia, and just build your draft board. Pick the best players. And they picked a guy out of Clemson this year who I think is probably going to be a good player, because if you start 3-4 years for that Clemson defense, you got to have talent. They're the best team, one or two of the best teams, you know, every year. So why is this so difficult? I think they try to outsmart themselves. But the biggest failure, getting back to your original question, was the biggest failure would be Howie Roseman.
Okay.
Howie Roseman has mismanaged his cap.
He has.
They have no money.
The one that really bites them, Todd, thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate it. The one that really bites them is the Alshon Jeffrey extension. Giving Alshon Jeffrey that money and unable to unload him right now as much as he did during the Super Bowl season and everything that you believe that Alshon Jeffrey would be coming back following the Super Bowl season. And as Tyrone likes to yell out about him being a snitch in the locker room, all that stuff. That one really hurts them because they're unable to do a lot of things because of that extension that the Philadelphia Eagles gave Alshon Jeffrey a few years ago after they won the Super Bowl. All right. That extension was crazy. After they won the Super Bowl, Alshon Jeffrey signed a, 2017. I think it was, as I look at it here, signed a 54-year, $52 million contract with the Birds, including a 6.2 signing bonus, 26.7 guarantee. He's making 9.9 this season, 12.7 next season. Yep. Hard to unload that. It really is. 610-632-0975. For those who didn't hear the Sal Palantonio cut that was just referenced in Sal on with Mike every Tuesday, 515. Always great to hear Sal. Great information. He's talking about Chase Young. So if you didn't hear what was discussed about Chase Young and what he did and taunting the Philadelphia Eagles. Mike, hang on 1 second so we can allow the people to hear Sal Powell with Mike just about a little over an hour and some change ago.
What I could see and hear was that as the Washington football team went into their locker room, rookie defensive end Chase Young of Ohio State was screaming and yelling and taunting the Eagles as they went into the locker room, saying, "You got to finish the game. Don't forget to finish the game." Because he knew the momentum had shifted dramatically. You could just see it. The Washington football team was emboldened. And here's a rookie, but he brought it to that Eagles team that was walking off the field very unhappy with themselves.
So as far as the new norm, again, Sal Palantonio with Mike Missanelli earlier about an hour and some change ago. Is that the new norm? Where you're being punked by a rookie, albeit a number two overall pick who's expected to be fantastic? Is that where the new norm is for this football team? If that's the case, I don't like it. And then you have a Rams team coming in here on Sunday with the best defensive player in football in Aaron Donald, who just tore up the Dallas Cowboys. And now he's looking at this offensive line where Derek Gunn, Gun on One podcast, had Lane Johnson, and Lane Johnson said he's going to play on Sunday, right? You want to face Aaron Donald? Look, the Birds can bounce back. Carson Wentz can go out there and he can light it up. He can make it rain, drop four touchdowns on the Rams on Sunday, and we're feeling better. All is not forgotten, but we're feeling better, saying, okay, that's what we expected from the first. You don't get a pat on your back for this one. That's what you were supposed to do last week. Now go do it again next week and beat up on that Cincinnati team with the rookie quarterback. That's what you're supposed to do. Right? 610-632-0975. Again, have you, since 2017, started to lose faith and trust in Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson? 610-632-0975. And our side topic, we'll start it with Mike when we get Mike up here on the phone lines. We're asking Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff for the 30th anniversary of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. They are renting out the Bel-Air mansion on Airbnb. We're asking you, what popular TV and or movie hang would you like to visit or stay in? 610-632-0975. I said I would like to go stay and visit Nipsey's on Martin and have those wings and hang out with all my people because it always seemed like a dope spot. What about you guys? 610-632-0975. We'll get to Tyler Zuli and get his as well. But first, we go to Mike in King of Prussia. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Devon. How you doing?
I'm okay, man. How are you? I know how you feel, so let's get to it.
So, I'm just saying, I called you. I told you this was going to happen.
You did.
Right?
You did.
We took this team too lightly, and we had a lot of problems.
Now, let me ask you this. Before we get into it, how did you feel at 17-0? Did you still feel like you were in a good spot?
I saw cracks. I was like, this is going to turn, and it did. I knew the ebbs and flow of the game were going to catch up with them.
Okay, all right. So what did you see?
First of all, you're not going to get Allen Robinson. He's not coming because Howie can't. He can't afford it because Howie's got to roll all the money. He's got to penny pinch as much of this cap as he can to roll it in the next year to mitigate the $59.59 million we're going to be up against the cap for next year.
That's what we were going to talk about later.
Yeah, do anything. So all these people are going to – Howie season isn't happening. So let's get that out of their heads right now. And Howie is the biggest problem with this team. And I know I've been saying this and people are sick of me hearing it, but the drafts have left the cupboard bare. Our cap is screwed up. He's not a cap wizard. He's not a drafting – he doesn't know how to draft. Our team doesn't have the talent it needs. And you can't go out there and win games when you keep blowing drafts and you don't have the players to play. You need Jimmys and Joes. It's not the X's and the O's. And we don't have it because our GM's an idiot.
Well, yeah, and listen, we've talked about this plenty, about the things that he's missed on. Sidney Jones, Rasul Douglas, the corners that you selected in second, third round from the 2017 draft, they're not here. Your first overall pick in Derek Barnett, he has not looked good so far.
You're on a quarterback.
And none of us like that either with what
Jamie
they did.
Jamie Lynch liked it.
Well, that's Jamie, and you and Jamie can have that when you guys talk. But for me, I didn't like it. I'm with you. I didn't think that was necessary. He didn't even dress this weekend. So I understand, Mike, where you are with that. I look at things a little bit differently, but I am starting to lose – I have started to lose some faith in those two guys on the field.
My house is the Home Alone house, Kevin McAllister.
Oh,
house.
Man. Oh, yeah,
But let me just get this in real quick before we go back. I think Carson's also – I think we've put Carson on a pedestal because we so wanted him to be a superstar quarterback. I just think – I hear things like he's entitled. Adam Kaplan said that. I mean, he's won nothing. He had one good stretch in 2017, and I don't think he's got the talent. I think he's erratic, and I don't think he wants to listen. And I think he's kind of like a pretentious, like entitled quarterback who came out of a scrub school. So like this guy he rubs me the wrong way. And I just don't think he can win it. He needs talent around him to do it. He's not a Tom Brady type who can make, you know, former lax players superstar receivers.
All right. Well, listen, man, thanks for the call, Mike. I thought, to your point at the very end, last year, Deonte Burnett, Josh Davis, Greg Ward. For that, look, you have to give those guys credit as well because they stepped up into a spot and they did very well for themselves. So, Mike, I will disagree with you there for that point that we didn't hear Robert Davis. We didn't hear of Deonte Burnett. He hit them last year and he trusted them. He had no choice because they were the ones out there, but he did hit them in big spots, Mike. And we appreciate the phone call and we also appreciate you starting this off with the Home Alone house as a hang for you. On the Airbnb, 610-632-0975. We stay in King of Prussia, this time with Aaron tonight on 97.5. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
I've been doing a lot of thinking, man. There's some good and bad. The first thing I say, you can't jump off the ship totally with the good, is not too many teams could play in the NFL with the amount of injuries we had this week. That I'm going to give to the Eagles. They were seriously injured at a lot of key positions. Mm-hmm. But I've always been a Carson Wentz fan.
So have I.
And this week I was most disappointed, not just because of his play, because of where his head is at. I'm just sitting there looking at this and going, wait a minute. You don't understand. You're not a rookie quarterback. You don't understand when you need to throw the ball away.
Yeah,
that's like you're 5 years behind. And I've always given him credit for being one of the smartest people out there. He's supposed to be the smartest on the field, and he doesn't know basic. You're missing the simplest thing: throw the ball away. Don't kill your team. And you can't figure that out. You're way too smart for that, Carson. If you hear me, listen, you're way too smart for that, Carson. You got to be able to figure out that you're costing your team big time when you take a sack and get knocked out of field goal position in a game like that. The other thing I can't figure out is I want you to go back and look at the records. Our coach has started fast. The first year he came here, he started fast, but it just seems like every year he starts slow. This whole team starts slow. No matter how bad our record is the teams we play against at the beginning of the year, we lose to underdogs at the beginning of the year. And that's been for like the last four out of 5 years, I think we've been running this cycle. And then it gets forgiven because at the end of the year, we get ourselves back together. But
right. Yeah, I understand. You want that consistency from start to finish. Yeah, you'll lose a couple here and there.
Why do you think that is? At the beginning of the year, we just can't start right.
I don't know, man. I mean, I know a lot of times you look at things, the rules in the NFL right now, Aaron, where you say, okay, you can't do this, you can't hit like this, you can only practice this amount of times. But that's the same rules for everyone. Everyone has to deal with the exact same thing. Why does it take them so long to get their feet underneath them and go forward?
I mean,
so,
you could make an easier schedule than to give us Washington.
I know.
Even being hurt.
I know.
And something in the back of my mind was like, you know what? I still can't peg this as 100% because we start off slow every year, and I can possibly see Washington winning this week just because every year we start slow.
I get, but you know what? I thought the opposite. I thought they would smack them and just keep it moving and get ready for the Rams. This weekend, man. Listen, Aaron, do you have a popular hang TV movie that you would like to visit or stay in?
No. Sorry, ain't got nothing.
Nah, it's all good, man. Appreciate it, Aaron. 610-632-0975. Have you started to lose faith and trust in Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson since the Super Bowl season? 610-632-0975. And for our side topic, simply asking you guys with Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff putting out there, renting out the Bel Air mansion on Airbnb for the 30th anniversary of The Fresh Prince of Bel Air. What popular TV and or movie hang would you like to visit? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 on this Tuesday night right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.